It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. Seafood Producers Cooperative in Sitka is upgrading its energy systems with financial help from the federal government. Stephen Rhodes is the vice president of sales for SPC. He said problems with old diesel-fired equipment at the plant came to a head last winter.
Our heating system was built with the plant, and it is a diesel boiler on one end of the plant, and my office is on the opposite end of the plant. And it's been getting less and less effective. And this winter, I had enough space heaters in my office that when I hit print on my printer, I would blow the breaker for the office.
Rhodes outlined SPC's energy strategy during a presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce on April 16th. He said SPC is the nation's oldest and largest fisherman-owned cooperative in the country. It met the criteria for a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy Assistance Program, or REAP. The first step involved an extensive energy audit by the agency and then a lengthy application. But Rhodes says it has been worth it.
The first year, we went for a project of a hair under $200,000, and they're going to reimburse us $100,000. We're ripping out our diesel boilers, and we're putting in heat pumps in all of the office and break rooms plant. It's a big project. We've been talking about it for years. We were going to have to replace our diesel system anyways, and we're going to upgrade to heat pumps and be into it. And when you're at half, the payback on a project like that gets really good.
Rhodes encouraged other businesses, both nonprofit and for-profit, to look into REAP. He said many fishing vessel owners were put off at first because there is no funding for energy improvements for propulsion or new engines. However, there are plenty of other systems that qualify for funding.
On commercial fishing vessels, they have done generators, they've done heat pumps so people can offset the diesel cost of heating their boats in the winter. They've put variable frequency drives on circulation pumps, replaced entire freezer systems, fixing the shore power connections to be compliant with the city utilities, inverters, batteries, LED lights. But there's a lot of flexibility on what it can be done.
Rhodes said that another challenge in Sitka was finding a contractor qualified to perform energy improvements. But once that hurdle was down, he said the project could be completed well within the USDA's two-year requirement. Juneau's emergency warming shelter closed last week, and the city doesn't have a campground for people to move to this year. The shelter housed 63 people at its peak this winter. KTOO's Clarice Larson has this story.
It's the last night of Juneau's emergency warming shelter. But unlike previous years, the people staying here tonight can't move to the city-run campground in the morning. As his partner lies sleeping on a cot in a warehouse along with about 20 others, Mikey says it's hard for the two of them to keep uprooting their lives every day. They've been staying at the shelter after losing their long-term housing this winter.
I carry close to 50-pound stuff in my backpack. He's walking in his walker with three hip surgeries.
Earlier Monday night at City Hall, the Juneau Assembly tabled a plan that would have relocated the city-run campground for people experiencing homelessness to a new location further away from downtown. Instead, there isn't going to be a city-run campground at all, at least for now.
We really don't see a lot of good options, any, frankly, for the campground at this point.
That's Deputy City Manager Robert Barr. He says the cost estimate for preparing the new location came in much higher than expected, and a nearby construction project made it unsuitable. But he said there aren't any other locations that are better. The Assembly's decision means there is no plan in place for a city-run campground unless they can find a suitable location. That could happen this summer, but it's still unclear. Assembly member Alicia Huskandes says she will be pushing for the city to find a solution that isn't dispersed camping.
I don't think dispersed camping is any kind of solution. So I will be pushing still for us to find something and try to overcome those obstacles.
But many at the shelter will be looking for places to camp. Dave Ringel is the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul's Juneau chapter. He says some shelter patrons have been able to get temporary housing at Juno's year-round shelters, like the Glory Hall. But others will have to find a public and legal place to sleep in their car or camp for the summer.
We don't have a good campground option. And so, you know, we're going to, you know, quote, camp where you can, which most cities have, and we're going to monitor it.
Ringel says many people are still using the shelter after a cold and stormy winter. Mikey and his partner don't know where they're going to sleep tomorrow. Mikey says he feels abandoned by the city, and he doesn't know what people will do.
Take a look at what you're doing to us right now. Where we're going to lay our heads for tomorrow night, we don't know.
Ringel says even if the assembly finds a suitable location for a new campground, it's still just a stopgap. He says what Juno really needs is more affordable housing.
Long term, I think we will take some steps that direction, but in the short term, we've got to keep people alive.
With reporting help from Yvonne Crumry, I'm Clarice Larson in Juno.
Petersburg Medical Center has a new mammography machine that could catch breast cancer and other abnormalities earlier and with more accuracy. Hospital staff say it produces better pictures, but also happier patients. The new tech might lessen the discomfort of breast exams. KFSK's Shelby Herbert visited the hospital to check out the new machine and has this report.
What are we looking at here?
We're looking at the new mammo machine. It is the new, what they call a 3D mammogram.
Sonia Paul is Petersburg Medical Center's radiology manager. The hospital's new mammography machine arrived in early March, and part of her job is to calibrate it every week. She gave me a little demonstration.
So a patient's breast goes on this part of the machine, which is what basically my image receptor is. The compression paddle comes down against the breast tissue. What I am looking for is not over-compressed, but enough to make the breast tissue taut and tight. So you're not going to move. It's going to spread that breast tissue out.
She places what's called a phantom slide over the compression pedal, where a patient's breast would ordinarily go. It's a block of pink-tinted acrylic that has little bits and pieces hidden inside that aren't visible to the naked eye. But if the machine is working correctly, those flecks should appear in a radiographic image. She takes pictures of phantom slides every week to make sure everything is in working order.
Once you're in your position, I come back to my machine. It's got all of the parameters set, and it takes an exposure. I ask you to hold your breath, and then the machine starts. And then the compression is released. So you hear those little beeps. Once it's done, you automatically get released, and then we go on to positioning.
Then she takes me behind a giant computer screen in the back of the room to show me what her camera got.
My control panel back here shows me the image that was just created. I can look through those 3D projections just to make sure that I'm giving the radiologist what they need.
If Paul were taking pictures of a real patient, she'd send the images off to an out-of-state radiologist through a secure electronic program. The whole exam takes just a few minutes, and Paul says the process isn't as scary as a lot of her new patients expect.
It is intimidating. My advice is just come in and have it done. It's a lot better than what you mentally picture. I've also heard it from my first time exam ladies. That wasn't as bad as I anticipated.
She says the new machine might even make the whole experience a bit more comfortable.
Many women that are here year after year say it's not the same mammogram that women have always spoke of. There are little things that have been changed with it that are supposed to help with comfort. It's got a flexibility to the compression paddle, which is supposed to help. It's got some more rounded corners, things like that. Breast exams and mammograms, they're uncomfortable, but they shouldn't hurt. I don't want that to be a barrier between women receiving their exams.
But most importantly, she says the new machine gives a much more thorough exam, and that could save lives. The radiology department's waiting list for mammograms is short at the moment. Paul says they can get a new patient in for an exam within a week. Paul reminds women in vulnerable categories to get their breasts checked on schedule. That means something different to different healthcare groups, from the CDC to the American Cancer Society to the American College of Radiology. But they all agree that women with an average risk of breast cancer should get their first mammogram around 40, and then about every year after that. Paul says exam frequency is important for catching early signs of breast cancer, but getting screened with the right equipment is another important factor in positive outcomes. The better the screening, the better the prognosis, she says. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.
I'm Brooke Schaefer, and this has been Raven News. And now taking a quick look at the weather for Sitka for today, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Today, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 48, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. You're tuned in to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.